Outrage. Why the fight for LGBTQ plus equality is not yet won and what we can do about it. Written and read by Ellen Jones. If you're queer and you're not angry in 1992, you're not paying attention. If you're straight, it might be hard to figure out what all the shouting is about. I was flicking through magazine archives when I found this quote about queer activism and organising around the AIDS crisis from future Pulitzer Prize-winning author and screenwriter Michael Cunningham, at that time a member of the direct action group ACT UP. How astonishing and agonising it is that over 30 years later his words still feel so relevant. I began writing this book with a very different intention, to explore representation and how it shaped understanding of LGBTQ plus lives, if it did. But the more I spoke to people, the more I wrote, the more political and social events unfurled, the more I knew I had to write something less theoretical and more practical. When I first started writing this book, there were no drag bans in the US. There were fewer trans children murdered or taking their own lives. The Conservative UK government, which left office in 2024, hadn't tried to pull apart the Equality Act to remove rights from trans people. There's an adage in the queer community that it gets better. Whilst, over the past decade, I have become far more confident in my identity as a queer person, I have also become more scared, more furious. When I came out, it was 2012. Summer had brought the Olympic spirit to the UK, and with it, a sense of community, conviviality, and hope. I was picking my GCSE options and trying to survive the ruthless day-to-day antics of an all-girls school, knowing that I was probably gay, that it would come out, or I would come out, and then, potentially, everything would change forever. The uncertainty of it all was crushing, but, in general, I felt relatively safe. I wasn't aware of it as a teenager, but back then, in 2012, I had the privilege of living in the country ranked top in Europe for its support of LGBTQ plus people. The Rainbow Map and Index is a study released each year by the ILGA, the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association, which tracks the legal and policy situation of all 49 European nations as they pertain to LGBTQ plus rights. Until 2015, the UK was considered one of the most progressive in terms of the rights, protections and freedoms for queer people. Since then, the UK has plummeted to 17th place at the time of writing. Whilst the ranking of countries in a comparative way risks positioning some countries as good and others as bad, whereas the reality is usually far more nuanced, it's a useful tool for visualising what many of us have felt deep in our bones, the sheer severity of the decline in LGBTQ plus equality in the UK, and, most alarmingly, how rapidly it has happened. Hate crimes on the basis of sexuality have gone up by over 112% in just the last 5 years alone, and a staggering 186% for trans people. Whilst writing this book, I have spoken to hundreds of people, both within the UK and around the globe, about the advancements of LGBTQ plus equality and the threats to that progress. Broadly, I have found that they fall into one of three groups. There are people who believe that LGBTQ plus equality has gone too far, that we have it too good. Anti-LGBTQ plus sentiment exists on a spectrum, and I have spoken to people all along it. I have been told by strangers that I, as a queer woman who supports trans rights, am a predator, enabling child sex abuse. I have been told that people like me are responsible for the decline of our great nation. Frankly, I'm amazed that they think LGBTQ plus people have that kind of power. It certainly doesn't feel like it. Secondly, there are those who feel we are on a positive trajectory, that things are better than they used to be for LGBTQ plus people. These are people like Jeff, the queer housing innovator we will meet later, who was alive when homosexuality was still a criminal offence and who lived through the AIDS crisis. This generation remembers a time when there were not only no legal protections, but active persecution by the state and a public hatred of LGBTQ plus people. Comparatively, LGBTQ plus equality seems to be on an upward swing. I can't help thinking that, because of what they went through, they've come to accept a more marginalised experience. Then there is the third group, people like Charlie, who we'll also meet later, who are keeping up to date with the latest information and are terrified about the trajectory we are on. They are scared for their safety,